This is Global Environmental Health Chat, the podcast that explores environmental health issues that transcend national boundaries. I'm your host, Ann Johnson, and this podcast is produced by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. Today, we're taking a look at the beginning of a new chapter in the relationship between NIEHS and the World Health Organization. NIEHS was recently designated as a WHO Collaborating Center for Environmental Health Sciences. Our guest is Dr. Maria Neira. She's the director of WHO's Department of Public Health and Environment in Geneva. She says the new collaborating center has important work to do to help reduce the burden of disease around the world.
Environmental health is a critical public health issue at the moment. We know that at least 25% of the global burden of diseases is associated or is attributable to modifiable environmental health factors. We could reduce by 25% the global burden of diseases if we tackle the right environmental risk factors. And this is something that together we will be doing even better.
There are a lot of environmental factors included in that 25%. She says the new collaborating center can help us begin to tackle some big impact challenges.
Among the immediate priorities that we will be focusing on it on this collaboration will be the special focus will be on children because we think that they are the most vulnerable group. Then indoor air pollution, as we recognize that this is a major health issue affecting now very poor populations. Electronic waste is one of the emerging issues, as well as climate change. And of course, we need to do more work on the developmental origins of health and disease, where this collaboration among different research organizations and policymakers is extremely important.
Building those bridges between research and policy is something near and dear to WHO. And NIEHS has a strong track record of supporting research that can help inform practical decision-making to improve public health.
We need to keep the global environmental health agenda very much high on the interest of policymakers. And to do that, we need to translate research into very pragmatic, practical, and concrete recommendations for countries. And all together, I think one of our main objectives with all the collaborating centers is to raise more awareness about the importance of environmental health, about the critical importance on tackling the root causes of diseases, being clean air, access to safe water, better management, strategic management of chemicals, and healthy urban environments, and better tackling with climate change at the root or the major determinants of our health, and therefore we need to work with.
She said this collaboration can help enhance the use of cutting-edge research, especially for countries that lack a strong research infrastructure of their own. Dr. Neira also sees NIEHS's training and education expertise as an important asset for the partnership. She also hopes to build on the Institute's large network of partnerships with universities and other institutions.
We see this partnership as a great achievement, and we are very excited. NIEHS has been a leader on environmental health research, so it will be fundamental for us to use that leadership and knowledge and experience at global level and then translating that research into implementation and contributing to alleviate people's poverty and reduce environmental health burden of diseases. So it's a great opportunity to have this partnership because we will have even more capacity to achieve all of those targets on environmental health.
The partnership builds on 3 decades of successful collaboration and provides a focal point for taking advantage of opportunities to understand and address key global environmental health issues. Thanks again to Dr. Maria Neira for highlighting those opportunities and sharing the WHO perspective with us. In the final podcast in our series on the NIEHS WHO Collaborating Center for Environmental Health Sciences, we'll hear from the WHO's Regional Office for the Americas, the Pan American Health Organization. Thanks for listening to Global Environmental Health Chat, brought to you by the Global Environmental Health Program of the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. Our website is nieehs.nih.gov/podcasts.